Lawrence Prospera is a community-driven, nonprofit organization committed to our mission of strengthening the individuals and families of Lawrence, Massachusetts through the development of thriving neighborhoods. CISU presents Hola, Honest Opinions with the Lawrence Attitude.
Hello, this is your girl Nuria Rivera, and today we have a special guest on our podcast, none other than Jose Rivera, also known as Book. Book, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Nuria. Thank you for having me on your podcast today. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming. It is a great pleasure for me to have you here today. The word on the street is that you're coming out with the album. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I got to, Nuria. So first and foremost, I want to start by saying my artist tag. For those of you that know, you know. And for the ones that don't, I go by the name of Zayera.
Interesting. How do you spell that?
Z-A-Y-E-R-A.
I like it. So what else can you tell us about your album coming out?
This new album coming out, I focus on mainly, you know, sharing me, you know, my story, the real me. You know, hopefully everything goes as planned. We should be releasing the album by the end of this year or, you know, beginning of next year. You know, it's just my life, you know, everything that I've gone through, all my pain and suffering, I put it all out on a piece of paper. So, you know, it's just time to let the world know who I really am.
That's awesome. I like what I'm hearing. Now, anyone inspired you, or perhaps, you know, any movies, books, artists that you can say, you know, this is the inspiration?
My biggest inspiration in this music will have to be my cousin, DJ Ace, man. That dude, for some reason, man, even when I wanted to quit, he's always on my case, you know. I've been watching that man since he was 15 years old that he started, you know, DJing and picked up a set of turntables. And his work ethic is, like, unmatched. And that's something that just keeps me going, because it's like I watch how hard he's willing to work and everything he's willing to sacrifice to get what he wants. That energy rubs off, and you just want to work as hard as he is. And then, you know, when you have someone like him who's influencing you and teaching you the way, and, you know, you learn a lot. And
I love what I'm hearing. I like that. I like your motivation, and I also like the idea that, you know, you put a lot of emphasis on local artists. I think that's a great, you know, inspiration to take from. Now, which brings me to ask you these questions that I feel that, you know, are gonna get us to know each other better, and for you to, you know, give us a little more input on your life and what inspires you in life. So one of the questions is, what are the three books or movies, whichever you want, that you can share or recommend, and why?
Three books and three movies, all right. So first thing I'm gonna say is I'm not gonna share no fictional books, because I don't like fictional books, because they make you think, and suspense is not really my thing. I like biographies. So the first book I'm gonna say that I feel like most people should read, because a lot of people could relate to it, would definitely be the Teddy Bruschi, his life, his recovery, his return to the NFL. It's a great story, inspirational. You know, you have people like Michael Jordan, you know, that if you know, and most people wear the shoes and think Jordan, you know, was a huge pioneer, and, you know, his life, his story is also amazing. But what people fail to understand is that most of these stories start with failure. So that's why I love him. And then, you know, always trying to learn it and gain more knowledge. So, you know, it may not be a book, but encyclopedias and dictionaries, it's only beneficial to you. And knowledge is power, and education is key.
Wow, I love that. And that is a true fact. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the more you know, and the better you do. Which brings me to the next question. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Well, I have hopes of one day, you know, being able to open something like this, like a CISU Foundation, but solely for music. Because I feel like one of the biggest problems that we have as a youth that came up in this city and was a product of our environment, we lose hope. You know, we're full of lost hope. And, you know, everybody got a story, and I feel like everybody deserves to be heard. Whether your story is violent, whether you're angry, you're happy, whatever the case may be, through music you could be yourself and not worry about how others view you. You know, and that's the most amazing thing about music. And then music is also, it's an outlet, because, you know, we live in a graveyard of lost souls, talent, and shine. And, you know, I'm done seeing the young brothers dying over stupidity that people from my era are causing. So I want to be a part of the solution, not a bigger part of the problem. So
you're right. Music gets a great inspiration and a great outlet to release, you know, a lot of emotions, feelings, and find some inspiration. And I love that you want to give back to the community, give back to the youth, give back to anyone you feel that you can reach. I like that. Which also brings me to the following question, which makes sense, you know. If you could go back to your, you know, go back to give your 18-year-old self an advice, what would it be?
Well, that's easy. My 18-year-old self, which is something I never did and I regret it to this day, the best advice I'm gonna give my 18-year-old self is close your mouth, open your ears.
I totally agree with you. Listening, it's very important. And a lot of people don't listen. They hear, but they don't listen. I guess that's a good advice in general, at any age, I feel. So the next question is, tell me a little bit about the three most influential individuals that have been in your life and how they've impacted your life.
So my grandparents, first and foremost, because, like, I am who I am today because of them, like, you know, bailing me out of situations, you know, money from where they didn't have it to bail me out of situations. So I owe them everything. My cousins, you know, all three of my cousins, which are big, you know, big role models, you know, taught me a lot, you know, still teaching me today. And then the third would be, you know, my sensei and his kids, because it's like, when I didn't have no sense of family, they treated me as family. They brought me, you know, they taught me everything I know, like all the work ethic I have. I know the tools I know how to use, the life skills that I learned, that, you know, that it takes to be a man, I learned from them. So I owe them, you know, just as much as I owe, you know. And so this day I can call them and they'll be there in a flash. So my sensei and his kids and that family that, yeah, it definitely wasn't, I wasn't, you know, born by them, but, you know, blood doesn't make me love them anymore. So those are my brothers, you know, that's my sensei for life.
It sounds like you have a good sense of inspiration and also support system from the people that you admired. And you're very lucky to have that. Some people, like you said, don't have, you know, many, that cousin to look up to, or that, you know, family member, or that mother that's determined to have her children succeed, or, you know, the support of grandparents. So I think you're very lucky, and also it's admirable that you acknowledge that, and I'm happy to hear that. So the next question is, how do you envision the world that we're living in now in 50 years?
The world that we're living in now, I envision it, and I could tell you it's scary, because in 50 years, if the world keeps going how it's going now, all I see is mayhem and everybody being the cause of their own self-destruction. Where now the world that I know and I want to live in is, you know, a world that's united, you know, at peace and clarity, not fighting over stupid shit, but fighting over the things that are right, you know, what makes sense, you know, because there's a lot more important things to fight about in life than some of the silly things that us as human beings fight about every day, you know. And it's just, it's part of growing. You're growing and developing more each day. You're learning more each day. Nobody's just, you know, I'm already an adult, I figured it out now. There's something new to be learned, something new to be heard every day.
I like the peace, the unity. I like that. That's a nice, that would be an amazing world to live in if we can have world peace and world unity, you know. That would be a different, you know, life that we could experience all together, and united, you know. So I feel that that would definitely be a good world to live in if we can get there. So that's a good world for our kids to grow up as well. So the next question is, what is the most important lesson you've learned over your career? And it could be the music career that you're working on to build, or your regular 9-to-5 career.
I feel like in any career, whether it be my music career that I'm working on, or just any job that you partake in and you're new, the biggest advice or lesson I can take is like, always be open to learning something new. Always have your ears open to listening to suggestions, especially from people that have been in, you know, like the industry or in the field longer than you have. You know, instead of being like that, you know, stuck up, snobbish, like, take the help, you know, and just, you know, like I said, just listen, you know, to everybody. Take information from everybody and, you know, implement whatever works for you and just learn and learn and learn. You know, like I said, where age comes knowledge, and you know, you're just getting wiser by the day. So,
I love it. Wisdom is very important, mm-hmm. and like you said, it comes with age, and we can't really, you know, escape that. Some of us are wiser than others, but with time, wisdom does come to all of us at one point. But if you can reach it before, you know, you hit 30 or 50, I think you're on a good place in life. Now, the other question is, what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone starting out in your career? Perhaps, you know, starting their new album, what advice would you give them?
Advice I could give you is like, things are gonna get hard and you're gonna get into, you know, certain situations where you're going to want to give up and it's going to be like, I don't care about it anymore. Best advice I can give you is don't give up. Keep working, keep fighting what you want. If that's the job you want, that's the career you want, then fight for it until you accomplish it. Because there was plenty of times where I was locked in this studio and I was like, trash this project, I'm done, boom, boom, boom. And those same projects, when they were done, it was all worth it at the end. Why? Because I chose not to give up. You know, and where we fail to understand as human is like every great success story, whether it be in the music industry, athletes, business, any career, every person that has succeeded in life, their story starts with failure.
So what I'm hearing is determination,
resilience,
commitment, but above all, resistance, I guess, from all the ups and downs that you might encounter in that career that you've chosen. And I think that's applicable across the border. The next question is, if you could start your business tomorrow, what would that business be like?
Oh, that business, I would like to open a place like this, Cecil, but focus solely on music. You know, because through music, I can be who I am. You know, through music, I found, you know, I can be who I am and not really worry about how the world views me. I can be angry. I can be violent. You know, I can be happy. I can be in love. I can be every emotion I want to and not worry about the circumstances or the consequences that come. You know, I can say what I want and not have to act it out. And that's what makes music so such a blessing, because it's like everybody got a story. Everybody should have the chance to be heard. And I feel like, you know, we live in Lawrence. And Lawrence is a graveyard of lost souls, talent, and shine. And it's like me, you know, being that kid that was following, you know, I don't want to be that example that, you know, most of the people were for me. I want to be something different. You know, maybe it'll get me viewed different because, you know, I'm choosing to be different, but it's okay with me. You know, before I cared what people viewed of me or thought of me. Now, none of that matters to me because all I want to do is be me. Because being me is what's going to get me places. Trying to be like everybody else ain't going to get me nowhere. So we living in this graveyard of lost souls, talent, and shine. And all I want is for these young brothers to shine and show out their talent more than I want to be, you know, losing and burying young brothers to this game that, you know, ain't worth it anymore. You know, you live and you learn. I've had plenty of traumatic experiences in the outside world that molded me to understand that life ain't sunshine and rainbows, and it's not a game, and it's what you make of it, you know. And now I'm just trying to make of my life what everybody told me in my past that I couldn't, because I was just going to be another delinquent or a statistic in the city of Lawrence, and I've set out to prove everybody wrong.
I like that. Don't let people discourage your dreams. And I think that's a very important, you know, lesson to learn in life and to take, you know, as you move forward with anything that you want to accomplish, whether it's a business, whether it's, you know, graduating from your from college or high school. If you put your mind to it, I think that's a big start, and you can take it from there. But it's everything, it's wanting to do it and not giving up. So the last question is, what lessons have you learned, or the most significant lesson that you've learned while in the Sisu program?
As you said prior, about to release my first album, which is something that in my past everybody told me I could never do. They always told me I'd never be good enough. You know, they eventually locked me in here with Paul, and we put in a tremendous amount of work, long hours from, you know, working with the recording, showing me how to, you know, do my own music production, to sitting here in this very desk, taking creative writing classes, working on things like metaphors. 2 years in, and we're about to release, you know, our first album, which, you know, there's artists that come up in the music industry and it takes them 10 years to release one album. And, you know, I'm lucky enough that I had the amenities of this program that I was able, I'm going to be releasing my first album, you know, in about 2 years, and that should be all by the end of, you know, this year, hopefully the beginning of next year. And then, you know, hopefully if we can continue some of the work by, you know, April or summer next year, we should have, you know, the second album to drop. So we're in the works. Like, everything is about work and work, and we putting in the work, and it's just, you know, all about it paying off at the end. That's it.
Well, it sounds like you've had an amazing experience, and you learned many lessons throughout the process in the program, and also you continue to evolve, and now you're coming with a big, big deal. This is like a big deal. Like, I'm very proud to know that you have utilized all the tools, skills, and you've discovered a talent that you have and you want to, you know, pursue it very seriously. So kudos to you, and good luck with your album. And I look forward in hearing your new album, and we'll take it from there. I thank you so much for being part of the podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
No problem. Thank you, Nuria. Thank you for having me again. The pleasure's all mine. And you already know, any of the youth that are ready to work and accept the help and amenities that this program has to offer, if you're between the ages of 16 and 24, the best advice I can give y'all is come through, come down, check it out, work, do what you gotta do, because you don't owe nobody nothing. You owe it to yourselves to be a better version of you. So you know the vibe. Sisu, over and out.
Well, audience, you heard it directly from the source, Mr. Book. Thank you so much for stopping by, and audience, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Lawrence Prospera and is recorded in the multimedia room at the Sisu Center. Nuria Rivera is our host and Paul Thompson our engineer and director, with assistance provided by young adults at the Sisu Center. Technical support provided by Tony Schumann. Our producer is Paul Heithouse. Executive producers are Jay Bartosik, Ralph Guerrero, and the Lawrence Prospera Board of Directors. Thanks to the generous support of the City of Lawrence, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Office of Health and Human Services, and the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Thank you to the New Balance Foundation, the Filene's Foundation, the United Way, the Nordson Foundation, and the Essex County Community Foundation. And a big thank you and shout out to the Maximus Foundation. Without their support, this podcast would not be possible. And lastly, a very special thanks to our guest for sharing their stories with us today.